Close your eyes for just a moment, please. And breathe in. Breathe into the deepest place in your heart where that door is open and waiting for love, giving and receiving love. Breathing in. Breathing into your goddess heart, the heart that is full, the heart that receives, that gives, that experiences all emotions, and knows that the heart of the goddess lives inside of you. Sometimes she's a warrior defending her tribe. Sometimes she's a healer. Sometimes she's giving birth to children, to new ideas. Sometimes we give birth to places inside of us that have been in the dark. So as you breathe, breathe in the light so that the messages of the day stand illuminated for you to discover.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, we celebrate this. We being that which is the creative source, spirit, whatever you think. We have described who Kryon is, what the energy is. Basically, it is the creative source which you all belong to, all of you. It is so difficult to explain to you the veil that keeps you from literally seeing your part in the universe. But it's there. And during your life, you get a chance to discover a little bit more about that, and it's so releasing for you to understand the big picture. And so we wish to do a review. But more than that, we have spoken of Greece, of Crete, where you sit now again with the wind blowing, the sound of the ocean, the beauty of nature, all of these things before your teaching begins. We've spoken of this. And now I want to speak of the bigger picture. There's a shift going on this planet that is real. Human beings are starting to have different kinds of thoughts and ideas. There's an increase of light. And it is creating so much change. It changes everything. And it's actually sneaking into business and to politics, to corporate, in so many ways, into social media, in so many ways, into broadcast, in so many ways. You're starting to see individual humans all over the planet have revelations, thinking different, becoming wiser, and at the same time, the black gets blacker. And what we mean by that, the definition of black at the moment is that which is dark energy. It seems to rise up to the occasion of light, does it not? Meaning that the greater the light, the more the darkness objects. And you're starting to see black and white on this planet reveal itself like it never did before. You all grew up in an energy where this darkness and this light coexisted in a way that seemed like it was all a hidden battle. The duality of the human being showed itself in this. And suddenly, since 2012, the shift begins. Now, it also begins internally. Old souls feel it first, and women are the ones in the old soul group who are starting to feel it even before that. It is because, dear ones, the gender that you celebrate today in the goddess group has always led the way in spiritual thinking. Always. You might wonder, what do men really think of women? I can tell you that, dear ones, because I am Kryon and I see it all. If you want to make a group of men weep, have them start talking about their mother. There is such an acknowledgement of the beauty, of the wisdom, of the love of mother. But what most of the men don't understand in that which is their culture is it never goes away. That women contain something that men do not. They are life givers. And they take care of humans. They know how. And in the caring is that which is the spiritual knowledge, ability to communicate, intuition, softness. And you had it in the beginning. And what you are having now, dear ones, is a return to remembrance of balance. The age is not about enhancing women. It's about enhancing balance so that once again, that which should be obvious will become obvious. Ladies, you are specialists in this. Specialists. This is just the beginning. In these first years of the shift, after the precession of the equinoxes, it's just the beginning. Some of you here are seniors. And you may think quietly to yourselves, how does this work for me? I may not have 20 years, 30 years to work this puzzle like some of the other young women here. You will think to yourself, so why am I involved in this marvelous shift at this point in time? And I will tell you, because what you learn right now, today, and what you accept and take on to your heart will pass over into the next life. And you will awaken enhanced, and you will know your position, and you will keep going from there. This is the cycle, which is so important for all of you to understand. The age makes no difference, because in this time, what you learn now goes into the Akash and continues when you return. Continues when you return. I want you to know that. It's not over when you pass. At some level, when you awaken, as a woman, let's talk about that. At some level, when you awaken, you will remember the goddess part, which is really the shaman part. And you will remember the place that you have and the responsibility of it. What are the chances you will return as women? Let's talk about that. 100%. Because this is the way spirit works. It has to be comfortable for you. We have talked about this before. Genders come in long groups. You come in one gender and you are lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, so it is comfortable. And the shift is in specific places to the other gender when it is required. And right now, what you're doing right now, it's required that you return as a woman. You'll be back comfortable in your gender, and you'll have the knowledge collected from this lifetime of who you are, why you're here. All of you are specialists. Some of you are teachers. Most are not. You are specialists in compassion and teaching anyway. The planet looks at you differently and will, whether you're with your children or your friends. A shamanic energy is obvious. It's a wise energy. Listen, it's also a joyful one. How are you doing there? If you are happy in your own skin, if you know who you are, no matter what the problems of life, you can always find the joy and smile and say, I am a piece of God here on purpose. Can you do that? Are you learning that? Specialists, all of you. Specialists in celebration, in realizing the camaraderie that shamans have with shamans. Listen, in the old days, dear ladies, the shaman was isolated and was a hermit, and that is going to change. In Lemuria, there was none of that. We talked about that. Perhaps my partner will share that later. He was never a hermit. The men and the women respected one another for what they could offer on the planet, and the women offered spiritual advice, and they were the ones who the men went to, willingly, happily. That can return. In fact, a higher consciousness of civilization will demand it return slowly. You'll see it. Changes in the church, changes in other spiritual systems, changes just in what the public perceives. It's not about women's rights. It's about the energy you carry that is self-evident and obvious to all. That's where it's going. That's what you're learning. And it will be done comfortably, slowly, not with revolution and not with armies, but with compassion. And you're right at the start of it. I want you to understand that. It's not just for today. This is for the rest of your earth years. Millenniums from now, what you learn now will be the planted seeds that you will carry with you. That's the difference between yesterday and today. Let the teaching begin. And so it is.